Imagine reading a news article that you later discover is riddled with inaccuracies, not because of human error, but due to artificial intelligence. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the realm of AI-generated news. Let's get into it. The BBC's recent study on AI-generated news summaries is a wake-up call for the media industry. This isn't just a tech glitch, it's a fundamental challenge to how we process and trust information. The study revealed that over half of the AI-generated content reviewed contained significant issues, with nearly 1 in 5 responses introducing factual errors. Now, that's a startling statistic for anyone who relies on AI to get their news. BBC News temporarily granted access to its articles to 4 major AI assistants: OpenAI's ChatGPT, Microsoft's Copilot, Google's Gemini, and Perplexity. The goal was to evaluate their ability to process and accurately summarize news articles. What they found was quite concerning. 51% of the AI-generated answers had problems, with errors ranging from incorrect dates and numbers to completely fabricated quotes. This brings us to a crucial point. If you're a journalist, this isn't just another tech story, it's about the credibility of your work. When AI assistants misquote trusted sources, it doesn't just mislead readers, it undermines the credibility of journalism as a whole, something often built over decades. So, what's the real danger here? It's not only about misinformation, but also about eroding trust in the very institutions meant to combat it. If AI-generated inaccuracies continue to be a persistent feature of our information diet, we risk deepening public disenfranchisement. Imagine a world where citizens, unsure of what to trust, turn away from news altogether. That's a scenario that threatens the very fabric of democracy. Yet, this isn't a call to abandon AI in journalism. Rather, it's a crucial checkpoint. AI has immense potential to improve efficiencies and offer innovative solutions. The key is a measured approach, testing the waters, assessing risks, and deciding whether the environment signals a red flag or a green one. AI isn't quite ready today, but that doesn't mean it won't be in the future. The path forward involves collaboration between AI companies, publishers, regulators, and the public. It's about improving accuracy and ensuring accountability. As media professionals, we must be transparent about how we use AI, helping audiences develop the literacy needed to critically assess AI-generated content. This isn't just about technology. It's a deeper philosophical crisis about truth and trust in the digital age. One promising strategy is the AI sandwich model, where AI supports rather than solely generates content. It acts as an initial processing tool, summarizing and organizing information before human editors refine and verify it. This layered approach maintains AI's efficiency while ensuring human oversight, creating a system that's both scalable and trustworthy. In conclusion, while the BBC's study highlights AI's current limitations, it also points to a path of cautious optimism. AI can be a powerful tool, but only if its adoption is strategic and its weaknesses are addressed. The future of AI in journalism depends on patience, scrutiny, and responsible progress. Let's keep this conversation going as we explore the evolving landscape of AI in media. Artificial intelligence is no longer knocking on the door of journalism. It's already inside the newsroom. That was the resounding message during the recent AI Trends in Journalism 2025 webinar, part of WANIFRA's ongoing AI in Media initiative. The event brought together media innovators and AI strategists to discuss the evolving relationship between artificial intelligence and journalism, and the consensus was clear: AI is no longer a luxury or a side project. It is now a strategic necessity. Ezra Eamon, WANIFRA's AI expert and director of strategy and innovation at Dutch public broadcaster NPO, delivered a powerful reminder of the stakes. AI is no longer optional for newsrooms, it's existential, he said. His statement framed the webinar's urgency as speakers unpacked how AI is reshaping everything from newsroom workflows to public trust. Drawing on insights from a recent study tour to San Francisco, where Eamon and a small group met with OpenAI, Perplexity, and top venture capital firms, he outlined a future where traditional search traffic and social media referrals are fading. In their place, AI interfaces and personalized agents are emerging as the new gatekeepers of information. Publishers, he said, must now prepare for a post-link reality where users no longer click through to homepages, but instead receive summaries and snippets through AI agents. This shift, while convenient for users, poses a direct threat to journalism's economic model by bypassing ads, subscriptions, and branded experiences. Adding to the complexity is the fragility of the AI ecosystem itself. The market remains volatile, as seen in the DeepSeek-induced dip earlier this year, and the monetization of content through AI remains immature. Few publishers have forged meaningful partnerships with AI platforms, and experiments with machine-to-machine monetization, where bots pay to access content, are still largely theoretical. Despite heavy investment from tech giants, a sustainable economic model remains elusive, leaving publishers scrambling for clarity. Yet amid the uncertainty, there are promising paths forward, especially in open-source innovation. Nikita Roy, founder of the Newsroom Robots Lab and host of the Newsroom Robots podcast, argued that journalism is lagging behind other sectors in AI adoption. Tools like LangChain are common in finance and insurance, but virtually unknown in most newsrooms. There's a huge missed opportunity there, Roy said. Many journalists aren't yet equipped with the skills to explore these tools. But every journalist needs to understand AI. It's as transformative as when computers first arrived in newsrooms. Roy noted that many news organizations remain stuck in an experimental playground phase, using AI in isolated ways without incorporating it into broader editorial strategies. She emphasized the need for a clear return on investment to move experimentation into implementation. Florent Doudens, press lead at Hugging Face, echoed this, stressing that successful AI integration requires newsroom-wide buy-in, not just individual tinkering. AI projects don't fail because of tech. They fail because no one owns them, he said. Both Roy and Doudens emphasized the power of open-source models. Unlike proprietary systems from big tech, open-source AI allows newsrooms to customize tools to suit their editorial values and ethical standards. Roy highlighted the case of iTromsø, a small Norwegian newsroom that built its own AI assistant, DJIN, to scan municipal documents. The system, developed with editorial input, now flags important items for review and helped two interns break 5 front-page stories in its first week. This, she said, is the kind of innovation that happens when journalism leads rather than follows in the AI space. Eamon, Roy, and Doudens all pointed to the need for deeper newsroom understanding of AI models, not just using tools, but knowing how they work, what data they rely on, and where their limitations lie. As AI agents become more capable of summarizing and delivering news independently, the nature of content itself is being redefined. Roy demonstrated how ChatGPT's research mode can extract structured databases from public content, turning stories into machine-readable data. In this emerging environment, publishers who structure their content accordingly will thrive, while others risk becoming invisible. This shift also raises new challenges around trust, verification, and legal ownership. A recent BBC study cited by Doudens found that more than half of AI-generated content contained factual or ethical errors. The solution, he argued, lies in building systems on high-quality, verified datasets, a call to action for newsrooms to maintain their editorial rigor, even in automation. Roy highlighted the Reuters Fay, Ross Intelligence lawsuit as a case that could reshape how content is used to train AI, but both she and Doudens agreed that legal victories won't be enough. The real power lies in proactive engagement, collaborative partnerships, and shared infrastructure, like the prompt libraries being built at the Financial Times. In a striking demonstration of AI's evolving potential, the panel showcased real-world applications of AI agents that can browse the web, retrieve stories, and generate summaries without human input. Roy even built an AI clone of herself to answer workshop questions, while Dowden's created a custom news brief generator using a large language model and plain language prompts. These examples underscored just how accessible and transformative AI technology has become, even for non-developers. AI is a choice, Roy concluded. You either build with it, or someone else builds over you. That sentiment captured the spirit of the discussion. Journalism is at a crossroads. The decisions newsrooms make today, about training, strategy, transparency, and innovation, will define their relevance in an increasingly AI-mediated information world. For students and aspiring journalists, the message is clear. Learning AI is not just a tech skill, it's a journalistic responsibility. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. In Japan, nearly 90% of people are calling for legal regulation of AI-generated misinformation. It's a clear sign of the growing concern over how artificial intelligence can manipulate public perception. Imagine reading an article or watching a video, only to find out later that it was filled with falsehoods generated by artificial intelligence. That's the reality we're facing today, and it's no longer just a hypothetical scenario. The Yomiuri Shimbun's recent survey highlights this rising fear among the public. Why does this matter? Because misinformation has the power to sway elections and influence public opinion. The survey revealed that 89% of respondents believe misinformation could affect voting behavior, with 28% saying it would do so greatly. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. An executive at a major news outlet admitted, "We can't tell what's AI-generated anymore." This statement encapsulates the urgency of the situation. As AI continues to evolve, the lines between human-created and AI-generated content are blurring, making it more difficult to discern truth from fabrication. Consider this. In the past year, AI-written news articles have surged 400%, forcing platforms to rethink how they surface content. The survey also found that 65% of respondents are concerned about the criminal misuse of AI and the unintended spread of false information. Japan's copyright law currently allows AI to learn from copyrighted works, but 82% of survey respondents believe this law needs to be revised to prevent unauthorized use. This is a crucial step in addressing the ethical and legal challenges posed by AI. Interestingly, when asked about fields that should not use generative AI, 36% of respondents pointed to news reporting. This shows a significant public demand for human oversight in journalism to ensure accuracy and trust. Despite the concerns, there are benefits to AI. Over half of the respondents cited increased work efficiency as a positive outcome, while others mentioned solving labor shortages and reducing costs. The challenge is finding a balance between leveraging AI's advantages and mitigating its risks. Imagine being a teenager just living your life, only to have it upended by a deep fake image that looks so real even you can hardly believe it's fake. That's the nightmare Brooke Curry, the daughter of former Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, faced when a fabricated photo of her was circulated online. This incident has sparked a legislative response in Florida, spearheaded by Jacksonville State Representative Wyman Duggan. The legislation, known as Brooke's Law, is named after Brooke Curry, who bravely shared her story to shed light on the real dangers of deepfakes. She described the moment she discovered the image, created by a student she'd never met, as terrifying. "When I saw the photo, I was shocked at how real it looked," she said. "He basically just took a picture from my Instagram and put it through an AI generator, and it made me look completely nude." Brooke was just 16 years old when this happened, and the deepfake circulated for hours before she even knew it existed. The emotional toll was immense. She felt embarrassed, scared, and helpless. "Everyone thought it was real," she explained, "and I had to go through the process of trying to convince people that it wasn't." The difficulty of removing the image from platforms like Snapchat only added to her distress. This is where Brooke's Law comes into play. The proposed legislation requires platforms to promptly remove altered images upon the victim's request. Representative Duggan emphasized the importance of this bill, which aims to protect individuals from the harmful effects of deepfakes. This law may carry Brooke's name, but anyone can fall victim to an AI-generated image, he stated. For Brooke, the introduction of this bill represents a step towards regaining control. Before this, I tried my best not to talk about what happened to me, she admitted. But now, seeing all of the positive messages and different stories I'm hearing, I'm so happy I spoke out. Her story is a powerful reminder of the need for legal frameworks to address the unique challenges posed by AI technologies. AI models are learning from media content, but there's a growing debate about profit distribution in this ecosystem. Politicians are raising concerns that while AI developers profit from using media content to train their models, media companies are left out of the financial loop. This issue was highlighted by Choi Hyung-do, a key figure in the National Assembly's Science and Technology Committee, during a recent event at LG Science Park in Seoul. Choi pointed out that companies like OpenAI are monetizing articles from major outlets like the New York Times without providing any financial benefits to these sources. We need to ensure that high-quality articles are compensated fairly, he stated. The integrity of news media plays a crucial role in how AI developers select content, he added. The situation underscores the importance of reliable news content. It's not just a source for learning, it's a vital component for AI to deliver accurate answers. Thus, a partnership model where media companies supply top-tier content and AI developers offer fair compensation could be the way forward. This controversy isn't confined to South Korea, it's a global issue. The New York Times has already taken legal action against OpenAI and Microsoft, alleging copyright infringement by ChatGPT. This case has sparked similar lawsuits in Canada and India, highlighting the international scale of the debate over content use. In response, major media outlets like the New York Times and the Washington Post are advocating for responsible AI. They're campaigning against unauthorized content usage, urging the public to monitor AI and stop AI theft. It's a call to action that's resonating across the industry. Meanwhile, some partnerships are forming to bridge this gap. For instance, Google has teamed up with the Associated Press to enhance AI's ability to provide real-time news results. These collaborations suggest a potential path to balance interests between AI developers and media companies. The Indian Express just made headlines by clinching two prestigious awards at the WANIFRA's Digital Media Awards, South Asia, 2025. This isn't just about a couple of trophies. It's a testament to the innovative use of artificial intelligence in journalism and the power of podcasting in today's media landscape. Let's break it down. Express Shorts, a cutting-edge feature launched by the Indian Express last year, took home the gold for best use of AI in newsroom. This tool leverages generative artificial intelligence to deliver bite-sized news summaries, making it easier than ever for readers to stay informed without sifting through lengthy articles. Meanwhile, Love Matters, a podcast collaboration between the Indian Express and Deutsche Welle, snagged the silver in the best podcast category. With host Lisa Mangaldas, this podcast dives into topics like love and marriage in a caste society and men's sexual health, offering listeners a thoughtful exploration of subjects often left unspoken. The competition at WANIFRA's Digital Media Awards was fierce, with entries from across South Asia vying for recognition in categories like Best Data Visualization and Best News Website. The Indian Express's achievements highlight their commitment to innovation and audience engagement in a rapidly evolving digital media environment. What's next for these winners? All gold recipients from the South Asia Awards will automatically qualify for WANIFRA's World Digital Media Awards. This global stage will see the Indian Express competing with top newsrooms worldwide, showcasing their AI prowess and storytelling excellence. These awards underscore a significant trend. The integration of AI in media is not just about keeping up with technology, it's about enhancing how stories are told and consumed. The Indian Express is setting a high bar for others to follow, proving that AI can be a powerful ally in the newsroom. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The Indian Express's triumph at the awards highlights the transformative potential of AI in journalism, setting a new standard for the industry. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.